At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP astrology case study for Illy. Since Illy has Moolah rising in Sagittarius as her ascendant, she likely moves through the world with a fierce commitment to truth, transformation, and internal clarity. Moolah, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the roots pulled from the ground, is a nakshatra of radical honesty and karmic deconstruction. It seeks to burn away illusion in order to uncover what's real. Sagittarius already brings a philosophical, future-oriented lens, but Moolah adds a layer of spiritual intensity and emotional courage. Illy is likely someone who lives by principle, craves inner coherence, and has little tolerance for superficiality. She's not just here to explore, she's here to dissect and realign. People may find her mysterious, bold, or deeply private, not because she hides, but because she only reveals what's real. There's a subtle restlessness in her, a hunger for meaning that drives her to move, question, and evolve. Her identity is likely forged through difficult initiations or internal shifts. She knows how to let go, how to dig deep, and how to begin again when something no longer serves. From an NLP perspective, Illy's Moolah Ascendant indicates a dissociated and auditory digital processing style with a strong general chunking preference. She filters life through internal logic and emotional resonance rather than surface appearances. She's likely driven by why more than how, seeking coherence in purpose, not just procedure. Her lens is wide, philosophical, and often timeless. She may think in patterns, metaphors, or archetypes rather than details. Her attention filter is clearly self-oriented. She evaluates people, ideas, and opportunities through her internal sense of alignment. External approval holds little weight unless it resonates inwardly. This can make her fiercely independent, but also highly discerning. Her motivation direction is predominantly away from, especially when something feels emotionally incoherent, rigid, or inauthentic. She doesn't run from fear, she pulls away from distortion. That said, when she finds resonance, her towards orientation activates with depth, devotion, and unwavering focus. Also placed in the first house is Saturn, also in Moolah. This adds gravity, discipline, and introspective rigor to her selfhood. Saturn here brings the ability to endure, to self-regulate, and to refine identity over time through effort and experience. Illy may come across as reserved, serious, or deliberate, someone who doesn't speak unless it's worth saying. With Saturn in Moolah, her personal evolution is karmic and slow-burning. She's learning how to strip away the non-essential and build a self that is unshakable. From an NLP lens, this Saturn placement intensifies the auditory digital and dissociative style, bringing a preference for internal mapping, self-reflection, and slow conceptual mastery. Illy likely processes her sense of self through philosophical logic and energetic self-checks, asking not, what do they think of me? But does this feel aligned with my truth? Her chunk size here remains general. She's more likely to focus on themes of purpose, alignment, and moral clarity than the specifics of appearance or status. Together, Illy's Moolah Ascendant and Saturn in Moolah create a foundation of powerful internal alignment, a personality that's not interested in performance, but in principle. She moves slowly, thinks deeply, and acts only when it matters. Her NLP profile here reflects a strategist of the soul, someone who filters life through insight, inner timing, and unwavering personal truth. She's not here to fit in. She's here to stand rooted in who she really is. Third house, Rahu in Purvabhadrapada, Aquarius. In the third house, Illy has Rahu placed in Purvabhadrapada in Aquarius, a placement that brings karmic drive, intellectual intensity, and disruptive brilliance into the domain of communication, curiosity, learning, and self-initiated action. The third house governs how we express ourselves, how we engage with ideas, and how we develop personal skills or speak truth into form. With Rahu here, Illy is driven to explore language and thought as tools for transformation. But in Purvabhadrapada, this becomes even more complex, philosophical, and unpredictable. Purvabhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot or a two-faced man, is a nakshatra of deep paradox. It deals with inner duality, transcendence through intensity, and walking the edge between visionary wisdom and shadow destruction. In Aquarius, the sign of innovation, eccentricity, and collective reformation, this becomes highly mental, abstract, and future-focused. With Rahu here, Illy is karmically wired to communicate not just ideas, but ideas that destabilize illusion. She's not interested in surface talk. Her voice is meant to shake, reveal, and rewire perception. From an NLP perspective, this placement indicates a highly dissociated and auditory digital processing style, with a general chunking preference. Illy likely thinks in frameworks, symbols, and high-level mental systems, processing information through abstraction, not linear logic. She may challenge conventional forms of communication, preferring poetic phrasing, layered metaphors, or even silence as disruption. Her words may carry a charge, sometimes ahead of her time, sometimes hard for others to pin down, but always fueled by an urge to cut through pretense. Her attention filter here is self-oriented, with a strong karmic edge. She processes conversations internally, often detached from others' emotional tone, instead tracking for resonance, contradiction, or hidden meaning. She may be highly perceptive, but not always emotionally engaged in the moment, more like a data gatherer mapping energetic threads. Her motivation direction is away from the shallow, the scripted, the overly polite, and towards unfiltered insight, mental liberation, and communicative precision. There's also a strong mismatching pattern in this placement. Illy may instinctively spot what's not being said, or where a narrative breaks down, and question it without hesitation. She may challenge teachers, institutions, or traditions, not to rebel, but because she sees how they could be sharper, cleaner, truer. She is not wired for passive learning. She's meant to interrogate knowledge. Altogether, Rahu and Purvabhadrapada in the third house gives Illy a voice and mind shaped by karmic inquiry, psychological depth, and radical perception. Her NLP signature here reflects a communicator who speaks not to please, but to provoke truth. She's not here to follow conversational scripts. She's here to rewrite them, line by line, with surgical insight and spiritual edge. Fourth house, Mars and Ravati Pisces. In the fourth house, Illy has Mars placed in Ravati and Pisces, a placement that brings emotionally attuned strength, spiritual grit, and internalized drive into the heart of her inner world. The fourth house governs home, roots, emotional foundations, and psychological security. With Mars here, Illy likely carries a powerful internal engine, but one that operates more like a tide than a flame. Her actions are guided by feeling, intuition, and subtle signals from the subconscious. She may be deeply protective of her emotional space, her private life, and her energetic boundaries. Ravati, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by a pair of fish swimming home, is the final nakshatra, associated with closure, guidance, and transcendence. It carries softness, subtlety, and emotional intelligence, but also an undercurrent of detachment from the material world. In Pisces, this nakshatra becomes fluid, imaginative, and dreamlike. With Mars here, Illy's will is fused with sensitivity. She may act from deep feeling, but her moves are often quiet, poetic, or layered with emotional nuance. From an NLP perspective, Mars in Ravati supports a kinesthetic and visual processing style with specific chunking. Illy likely senses situations in the body first, through intuition, atmosphere, and emotional texture, and acts only when her inner current aligns. She's not reactive in a classic Mars sense. Instead, her assertiveness is graceful and often indirect. She may navigate conflict with quiet precision, sensing emotional openings and speaking or moving only when necessary. Her attention filter in this domain is self-oriented, particularly when it comes to her emotional safety and inner world. She may retreat often, not to escape, but to maintain inner clarity. Her home or private space is likely sacred, carefully curated, and energetically protected. She's highly sensitive to emotional intrusion and may respond to energetic noise with withdrawal, silence, or subtle deflection rather than confrontation. Her motivation direction here is complex, primarily away from emotional chaos, forced intimacy, or intrusive dynamics, but also towards soulful calm, creative sanctuary, and environments that feel spiritually coherent. She's drawn to peace, but not passivity. She's fiercely protective of what grounds her and may express that protectiveness in layered, emotionally rich ways. Altogether, Mars and Ravati in the fourth house gives Illy an emotional architecture that is deep, flowing, and quietly powerful. She doesn't fight to control her world, she guards its resonance. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who acts through inner sensing, protects through precision, and processes emotion through symbolic movement. She's not here to force safety, she's here to embody it, and through that embodiment, guide others home to themselves. Sixth house, Jupiter in Rohini, Taurus. In the sixth house, Illy has Jupiter placed in Rohini in Taurus, a placement that brings devotional steadiness, nurturing intelligence, and graceful diligence into her approach to service, work routines, wellness, and how she navigates effort or conflict. The sixth house governs discipline, skill development, health patterns, and the ability to deal with friction in daily life. With Jupiter here, Illy brings wisdom into the ordinary. She elevates routine into ritual, work into service, and effort into refinement. She doesn't just get things done, she grows through the doing. Rohini, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the red star or chariot, is the most fertile, creative, and emotionally rich nakshatra in Taurus. It values beauty, sensuality, consistency, and deep emotional connection to the material world. Jupiter in Rohini brings growth through grace. It makes Illy someone who may attract abundance in work settings, not by striving aggressively, but by embodying consistency, warmth, and trust. She may thrive in roles that blend service, art, nourishment, or care, and is likely a quiet pillar in any work or service context she chooses. From an NLP perspective, Jupiter in Rohini supports a kinesthetic and visual processing style with a general chunking approach. Illy likely perceives work not in isolated tasks, but in atmosphere. The tone, rhythm, and sensory quality of a space matter deeply to her. She may feel her way into workflow, preferring consistency, physical comfort, and spaces that honor beauty and care. Her ability to perceive subtle sensory or emotional disruptions gives her an intuitive sense of how to restore harmony in everyday processes. Her attention filter here is self-oriented, but emotionally inclusive. She works from her own internal sense of rhythm, value, and balance. And while she is generous in effort, she's unlikely to thrive in environments that feel harsh, loud, or disembodied. Her motivation direction leans strongly toward peace, embodiment, refinement, and beauty in motion. She brings a devotional quality to her work. Whether she's tending to a process, a person, or a space, her presence grounds and grows. At the same time, Jupiter here can also act as a quiet moral compass in the face of conflict. Illy may avoid direct confrontation unless necessary, but she won't abandon her values. She holds her ground through calm, earthy strength, responding more through presence than push. And when she needs to, she can say no with softness that still leaves no room for debate. Altogether, Jupiter in Rohini in the sixth house gives Illy a work and service signature rooted in steadiness, sensual intelligence, and ethical care. She's not here to grind. She's here to nurture structures that nourish. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who brings emotional grounding into systems, learns through embodiment, and transforms routine into quiet artistry. In her world, even discipline is a form of grace. Seventh house, Venus in Ardra, Gemini. In the seventh house, Illy has Venus placed in Ardra in Gemini, a placement that brings complexity, emotional intelligence, and intellectual depth into her relational world. The seventh house governs one-on-one connections, partnerships, and the mirror of the other, how we relate, how we choose, and how we grow through intimacy. With Venus here, Illy values connection, but not surface-level bonding. Her relationships must be intelligent, evolving, and emotionally honest. She may be charming, witty, or expressive in partnership, but there is also a depth and edge to her, a willingness to explore the raw, the real, and the changing nature of connection. Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by a teardrop or the storm god Rudra, is a nakshatra of intensity, transformation, and emotional cleansing. It brings the energy of the storm, breakdowns that lead to breakthroughs, truths that disrupt, but also heal. In Gemini, Ardra is mentally sharp, curious, and emotionally layered. Venus here gives Illy a strong capacity for emotional honesty and love. She may be drawn to connections that challenge her intellectually and transform her emotionally. She does not avoid difficult conversations. She requires them. From an NLP lens, Venus in Ardra supports a visual and auditory digital processing style with a specific chunking orientation. Illy likely tracks patterns in how people speak, think, and react, noticing tone, pacing, and underlying meaning in every interaction. Her communication and partnership may be highly nuanced, quick, piercing, and unafraid to name what's underneath. She processes love through intellect and emotional resonance. If it doesn't make sense and feel true, she won't stay long. Her attention filter here is a blend of others' awareness and self-orientation. While deeply attuned to her partner's emotions and language, she doesn't lose herself in connection. Venus in Ardra brings contrast. She can be incredibly present and just as capable of detaching when things turn inauthentic. Her motivation direction in relationships is mostly away from anything emotionally stagnant, dishonest, or overly simplistic. But once trust and depth are present, she moves towards intimacy with fierce loyalty and raw transparency. Relationships for Illy are not just emotional, they are intellectual and karmic. She may attract partners who are unconventional, intense, or transformative in nature. Not always easy, but always catalysts for growth. Love for her is a space of dialogue, transformation, and shared inquiry, not escape or comfort. And she values clarity over calm. Altogether, Venus in Ardra in the seventh house gives Illy a relationship style that is emotionally rich, intellectually provocative, and energetically precise. She seeks love that moves, that evolves, and that tells the truth, even when it hurts. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who listens between words, questions with love, and seeks not just connection, but clarifying connection. She's not here to be adored. She's here to transform through intimacy and to offer the same in return. Ninth house, Sun in Maga, Mercury conjunct Ketu in Purva Falguni. In the ninth house, Illy has the Sun in Maga and Mercury conjunct Ketu in Purva Falguni, a powerful trio shaping her beliefs, worldview, and lifelong quest for personal truth. The ninth house governs higher education, philosophical inquiry, and inner moral alignment, and Illy approaches all of this with a deep sense of karmic purpose. With the Sun here in Maga, her identity is tied to wisdom, dignity, and lineage. She likely carries an unconscious memory of authority or spiritual leadership and feels most alive when standing in truth that is earned and embodied. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, lends regal confidence and ancestral gravitas to Illy's sense of self. Her beliefs are rooted in something older than opinion. There's a desire to reclaim or uphold what feels noble, even if she builds it in her own way. She may be called to lead or teach, not from ego, but from inner alignment. Truth is not abstract to her. It's a legacy she's meant to live out. Mercury conjunct Ketu in Purva Falguni adds intellectual depth and detachment to this picture. Mercury here is intuitive, symbolic, and nonlinear. Illy may receive insights and flashes, process them internally, and express only what's refined. Ketu cuts away the need for superficial logic, turning her thinking inward and towards spiritual or creative intelligence. In Purva Falguni, this becomes expressive, artistic, and idealistic. She seeks truth that is not just correct, but beautiful, resonant, and alive. From an NLP perspective, this configuration shows a strong auditory, digital, and dissociated style. Illy filters wisdom through internal logic and resonance, often learning best through direct experience rather than institutional systems. Her mind tracks themes, archetypes, and patterns rather than data. She knows what rings true even before she can explain why. Learning is less about absorbing and more about remembering what's already within. Her motivation direction is a refined blend. She moves away from ideology that feels dogmatic or performative and towards philosophical frameworks that offer meaning, freedom, and internal congruence. She may be skeptical of external authority, trusting only what's filtered through her own clarity. Yet when she finds a belief or path that resonates, she commits fully with presence and humility. Altogether, the Sun in Maga and Mercury Ketu in Purva Falguni in the ninth house give Illy a spiritual and philosophical imprint that is sovereign, symbolic, and deeply discerning. She is not here to memorize truth. She's here to live it, speak it, and pass it on in ways that are subtle, transformative, and always her own. 11th house, Moon in Swati Libra. In the 11th house, Illy has the moon placed in Swati and Libra, a placement that brings emotional sensitivity, relational adaptability, and intuitive attunement into the realms of community, long-term vision, and collaborative networks. The 11th house governs future goals, social belonging, and how we align with collective movements. With the moon here, Illy's emotional world is deeply influenced by the group she moves through and the ideals she commits to. She feels her way through social spaces, often absorbing the energy of those around her. Yet with Swati's influence, her emotional navigation is laced with independence, movement, and subtle strength. Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by a blade of grass swaying in the wind, is the nakshatra of flexibility, refinement, and self-directed learning. It values freedom and precision. It knows how to bend without breaking. With the moon in this nakshatra, Illy's emotions are like air currents, shifting, responsive, intelligent, and often invisible to others until they suddenly take shape. She may appear outwardly poised and graceful in group dynamics, but within she's constantly recalibrating, checking for harmony, fairness, and energetic flow. From an NLP perspective, this moon placement supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style with specific chunking. Illy likely tracks social environments through visual cues and energetic impressions, noticing subtle changes in tone, body language, or emotional atmosphere. She processes experience by feeling it first and then watching it unfold. Her emotional responses are shaped more by collective energy than isolated events, and she likely has a natural ability to sense the group pulse, when to speak, when to withdraw, when to shift direction. Her attention filter here is a blend of others' awareness and self-orientation. While deeply sensitive to the dynamics and needs of her community or circle, she doesn't lose herself in it. Swati gives her the ability to maintain internal balance while adapting externally. She participates in group spaces without being consumed by them, holding her own emotional independence quietly but firmly. Her motivation direction is a subtle dance between away from and towards. She instinctively moves away from emotionally rigid, controlling, or dissonant collective environments. Anything that feels coercive or energetically off doesn't last long in her world. But when a space feels clean, inclusive, and dynamic, she moves towards with sincerity and warmth. Illy may find herself drawn to visionary groups, future-focused initiatives, or social ecosystems where individual freedom is honored within shared values. This placement also lends Illy a subtle nonverbal charisma. She may not lead groups overtly, but her emotional presence influences the tone, like wind that shifts a room without being seen. She knows how to float between people, listen deeply, and bring calm without needing attention. Her goals in life may also reflect this same Swati energy, always evolving, never static, and often tied to ideals of balance, refinement, and collective growth. Altogether, the moon in Swati in the 11th house gives Illy a social and visionary imprint that is emotionally agile, relationally wise, and energetically aware. She filters connection through atmosphere and intention, sensing what fits and floating past what doesn't. Her NLP profile here reflects someone who processes group energy through embodied sensing, learns socially but protects her own rhythm, and moves toward collective visions that mirror her own values of grace, freedom, and equilibrium. She's not here to follow the crowd. She's here to feel what the future wants and quietly align with it. Overall NLP drives for Illy. Illy's NLP profile reflects a psyche that seeks clarity through complexity and alignment through inner coherence. Her chart, with planetary placements in Mula, Purva Bhadrapada, Ravati, Rohini, Ardra, Magha, Purva Falguni, and Swati, shows a layered transformative intelligence. She doesn't just take in experience, she metabolizes it, filters it for truth, and rebuilds meaning from within. Her internal compass is sharp, unshaken by appearances or pressure. What doesn't resonate, she simply releases. Her dominant processing styles blend auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual. Auditory digital shows up in her self-reflective inner dialogue and preference for mentally mapped understanding, especially in philosophical or spiritual contexts. Kinesthetic processing grounds her experience through emotional and sensory cues. She feels her way into decisions, especially when navigating people, space, or truth. Visual processing emerges in her relational intelligence and aesthetic sensitivity, noticing tone, symmetry, or symbolic structure. Illy switches between specific and general chunking based on context. In interpersonal, communicative, or daily work spheres, she zooms in, tracking subtleties in speech, behavior, and energy. In spiritual, identity-based, or philosophical domains, she moves into general abstraction, mapping larger patterns and sensing long-term truths. She learns by oscillating between these views, weaving meaning across levels. Her motivation direction is a layered balance of away from and towards. She instinctively moves away from distortion, superficiality, or energetic dissonance. She exits quietly when something doesn't feel right. But she moves towards clarity, depth, elegance, and emotional truth when alignment is present. Once she feels internal yes, her focus and commitment become unwavering. Her attention filter is primarily self-oriented, but with refined awareness of others. She evaluates through her own system, not just based on thought, but felt resonance. Still, she reads the room with precision. In group spaces or close dynamics, she tracks what's unspoken, emotional temperature, rhythm shifts, tension beneath language, and lets that inform her next move. Her action style is internal and intentional. Mars in Ravati and Mercury K2 in the ninth give her a wait-and-feel rhythm. She moves when the timing is clean, never from reactivity, but from inner readiness. Her decisions can seem sudden to others, but they've been brewing in her body and mind long before they appear. Altogether, Illy's NLP imprint reflects a quietly powerful internal architecture, one that filters for integrity, processes through nuance, and values transformation over performance. She leads from within, learns through presence, and communicates with precision. Her mind is both map and mirror, tracking patterns while holding space for the unknown. She's not here to conform. She's here to live what's real.